This is VOA News reporting five remote. I'm Michael Brown. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents have reached a deal to form a new governing coalition, paving the way for the ouster of the longtime Israeli leader. Opponents of Prime Minister Netanyahu announced the deal late Wednesday, forming the coalition, setting in motion the mechanism that would end Netanyahu's long hold on power. Opposition leader Yair Lapid and his main coalition partner Naftali Bennett announced the deal shortly before midnight deadline, thus avoiding what would have been a fifth election in just 2 years. Under the agreement, Lapid and Bennett will rotate as prime minister. Then Bennett will serve the first 2 years, with Lapid serving the final two. The deal is also historic because a small Islamist party, the United Arab List, would be the first Arab party to be part of the governing coalition in Israel. The agreement still needs the approval of the Knesset, Israel's parliament. President Joe Biden is launching a vaccine sprint, urging more Americans to roll up their sleeves against COVID-19. The president says the nation's moving forward to a summer of get-togethers and celebrations, but it first needs to pull out all the stops to meet his goal of having 70% of adults partially vaccinated by July 4th. Biden says public and private partnerships will help keep funding ways of getting more people vaccinated with incentives and fund rewards, including free beer. Anheuser-Busch says it will buy Americans 21 and over a round of beers if the president's goal of 70% is met. 63% of adults have now received at least one vaccine dose. For more news, join us at VOAnews.com via remote. This is